go.
And you're watching Love, Sex, and Gaming. Today, we're here to talk about a few things. Some updates, some new shows we found out. But first, we want to get started by introducing you to something we like to call... Well, actually, let's just do it like this. We have an unboxing, so...
Yeah.
That's cool.
We got picked up, and I'm surprised we got picked up. I think we're pretty low on the totem pole for anyone actually else to pick us up. But it was cool for them to do so. We have been in an affiliate program with Fire.
So we are unboxing some stuff that we ordered from them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go ahead and describe what's in this box while I try to open it with this knife without cutting myself.
So what's in it is a gaming energy powder, which is called God Mode. It's for energy and focus. It is... I have no idea on how it's going to affect me. Everything kind of does affect me differently. These God Mode pills is for cognitive enhancement. Those work. It feels like I'm in the Matrix a little bit, but it works. Yeah. The powder is something that's going to come next, and we're going to go ahead and try that later on today. Might play a little bit of Warface, maybe a little bit of Warzone. Oh, I honestly don't feel like downloading all that.
Jolly Ranchers with
they really did?
Order.
Why did they mail me Jolly Ranchers?
So you get two free Jolly Ranchers with your order. There you go.
That's different.
They mailed one with that, but I thought it was like a mistake. Like, it was just dirty motherfuckers.
Really? Why did they mail Jolly Ranchers?
So I guess they purposely mailed Jolly Ranchers. So thanks, Pyre, for free Jolly Ranchers. And this is God Mode Euro... nootropic blend for focus, energy, and reflex. Mystic grape is the flavor. It has natural and artificial flavorings. Let's see. Some of the, because I know a lot of people are, we're starting to get into health stuff, so we got to pay attention to what we put in our bodies. So some of the ingredients are natural flavors, citric acid, silicon dioxide, which doesn't sound too good, but hey, you never know. Sucralose, malic acid, calcium silicate, potassium vegetable juice powder. Interesting. So we're going to see what this does. I guess you just add it to water, go from there.
Yeah.
Also, we have the pill form, which is God Mode in pill form. Basically the same thing. You just pop it instead of putting it in the juice, and you swell down some water.
Yeah.
Basically, this one is supposed to help with cognitive enhancement to support your cognition, twitch reflexes, and boost brain power. So it helps you focus.
Yes.
And, we're going to use these and, we'll record next radio show how it affected us, how it helped us, whether we had negative or positive effects based off which one we took. And, we'll go from there. But there is a link. We are going to put a link in the comments, but I'll just tell you the link now. It's http://2/ mypyre, that's MYPYRE. .com/ abbreviation for affiliate, which is AFF equals 1911. And then, as I said, we're just going to put it in the comments just in case you didn't catch that, because I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not like on a, we call it, message recorder. Not going
to
do that.
Also, sorry to interrupt you, but this is gluten-free, vegan, and made in the USA, if you're
wondering. No animals were tested in the making of these products.
Mm-hmm.
Gluten-free for anybody who has a gluten allergy that makes them gassy. And anybody who doesn't believe in Chinese products, it was made in America.
Yes.
What the frickin' do?
And also, just for directions, this is something hopefully you guys read, that it says, do not exceed 2 scoops at any 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to go ahead and mess yourself up.
Let's be real. It's still a form of medication, so you have to use it safely and wisely. Let's not get retarded.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Quite different. The only thing I'm not going to be happy about, that the fact that it's a great flavor. They do have another one. I think it's like a mixed berry blend or something, or tropical flavor, if not like a fruit punch flavor. That's the one I wish I would have got, but I wanted something for focus, energy, and reflexes, so I can act faster when I'm shooting people in Call of Duty, because every second counts, and every millisecond counts, and every click counts. So.
These are all true. So, on to our next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Quick update. As far as the election goes, I know a lot of us are really stressed out about what's going on. So far, what we're seeing is that Joe Biden, as of late, has been in the lead for the past few days. As you all know, Pennsylvania has flipped. Whoop to the state.
It was on the red side, that was on the blue side.
Yeah, I was really ashamed of where I was from. I was like, hold up, Jesus, that's not what we're doing. But, you know, people showed up and was like, not today.
Yeah.
So, Pennsylvania is blue, Georgia is blue, and Arizona is blue, I believe. Could be wrong. If anybody has new information, drop it in the comments, but that's where we're at, as our understanding goes. Biden is at 296 electoral votes, so whoop-de-whoop-whoop.
Yep. Oh my God. This is not looking good. Like, people are calling but not calling the election to go to Biden. And it's only because on how much that he has won right now. And I think it's only the Senate that they're tied in right now.
The Senate is right. The House of Senate has gone Democratic. The only place that we're tied right now is Senate. With 48 for Biden, 48 for Trump.
Yeah.
But that's our electoral update. If you want to, you can go to the sources we go to, which is either CNN or YouTube for live streams from Nightly News or other sources. You can find those places. They usually try to run a 24-hour stream about the election since it's been going on since Tuesday. They're trying to kind of keep everyone updated. Let's be serious. We all need to be updated. Everybody's teasing Nevada. Mm-hmm. Nevada also, says need to hurry up and count, though. Let's be real. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just forgot. Oh, also, you can Google it. It'll just pull it right up for you.
Yeah. If you Google it, it'll pull up a live stream for you. Just watch your sources. That's all I'm saying. Because sometimes some sources do like to fib a little. Fox News was on a fib train for a little bit. Then it was like, yeah, bump that. We don't got time. Yeah. So... just pay attention to who you're watching. You know what I'm saying? So, but, all I'm saying is I don't want to make a prediction, but let's just hope that the Trump train is over. That's what I'm saying. Let's hope it's made its last stop. Get off the train. Did. It's over. Get off. Get off the train. Retire the railway. It's over. Let it go.
It's going to be a different scenario. In the future, like, it's gonna be a little on the way out that door, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna be.
But let's not, my only advice is let's not relax, because that's how we got messed up during Obama's election.
Yeah, don't get complacent.
Don't get complacent, because we still have a lot of work to do to get this country together.
The money that we use for the, what was it, I can't think of it. What was them checks?
Stimulus check.
Yeah, the stimulus check. All that has to come back.
We still have a lot to build. We have people. We have jobs to repair. We have a lot of stuff and a lot of work to do. So, we did our job by going out and voting, but we also have to do our job to make sure that we keep the people in office that are going to do what they need to do for the people, not for themselves. So we have to pay attention to that. So, make sure you pay attention to your local mayor elections, your local council elections. Anything that affects you and where you stay, make sure you pay attention to those. Those happen every 2 years. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that. Every 2 years, those happen.
Deuce.
1, 2. Every 2 years. I'm repeating for people in the back. Every 2 years, that happens. So pay attention to that, because those people are going to affect your lives a lot more closely than the president will. You see what I'm saying? So pay attention to that. Make sure you pay attention to your state representative, your local mayors, your governors, all that stuff, and your state and in your city, because people complain about stuff not happening, not their lives not changing, but the president does stuff for the nation. Mm-hmm. Your mayor does stuff for your city.
Right.
There's a difference. Pay attention to that.
It all trickles down, or at least it trickles up to, like, him. Like, there's a tree. And obviously, Trump is at the main root. Mm-hmm. Your town, your city, is on a branch somewhere. Mm-hmm. Not everything goes.
Jolly Rancher is hitting right now. I don't know why, probably. But it is.
Mm. It's a different type of Jolly Rancher. They go ahead and they do different things. They also have different, I guess, laws they have to pass and things they have to do. Mm-hmm. It's very political. Most people don't really know, but that's okay. There's websites, there's articles,
there's websites,
people
there's
that
articles. Whenever you see signs in your local city sticking out plots of land, look those people up. Mm-hmm. See what they're about. See what their mission statement is, what their goals are, if they would become city auditor or whatever the heck else they have, whatever positions they're supposed to hold. See what they're going to do, what changes they try to make, because that will affect you more than the president is going to affect you.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand.
Right.
Everybody's so focused on every 4 years when there's elections that happen every two, and we completely miss them. Completely miss them. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to everything, because everything will affect you. Not only will the president affect your life, but your local government will affect your life. And they will affect your life a lot worse than the president will. The president can only do so much.
Right.
He only, you know, oversees nationwide laws and governance. But your citywide laws and stuff that's legal and illegal in your city, that's the mayor and your local government. And those people you really need to hold accountable, because those are people that are allocating money for your schools. See what I'm saying? Make stuff legal and illegal. You know what I'm saying? So that stuff you guys just pay attention to. That's my only request. Let's not just stop at the presidency. We have to just keep going and pay attention to whoever we see.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to be perfect.
Nothing's going to be perfect.
But
we can always make it that it benefits us better than, you know, negatively affecting our lives. Especially if you live in an area that's poor or doesn't have money allocated correctly, has a high crime rate, whatever. Those places need to have the right governing system so that stuff changes over time. It won't change right away, but if you have the right people in the position of power, if you give the right people that type of power to help that city become what it's supposed to be and not what it is, then we'll be better off. Mm-hmm. Now, that I got out of my, what do you call that thing, soapbox. Got off my soapbox.
Right.
Let's talk about new animes.
Or at least the new things we've been watching.
New things somebody we've
like,
seen.
Yeah, I've seen this 10 years ago in the future.
And yeah, like, some weird these are stuff that we've seen recently. One that I watched, it's a Netflix original anime, I believe. It's called Zeus's Blood.
Yes, son. I'm here. Go in the living room. Ain't got nothing to eat yet. We'll get something to eat in a little bit.
Sorry, he's a little monster. But Zeus's Blood is pretty much about, you guessed it, Zeus. Basically, it's about Zeus being a hoe and the repercussions of Zeus being a hoe. Definitely watch it. It definitely just has, it has a deeper story. I think that's what attracted me to it, is that the story isn't just, oh, you know, demigod, save the world type thing. It's like, it's a deeper story, and it's a tragedy within a tragedy within a tragedy. Within a tragedy. Like, it's crazy, but definitely watch it.
It is.
It's only one season, but it takes you on such an emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And there's only one person in this show that you will hate above all else.
Who? Oh. Yeah.
You're going to see. I'm not going to say it, but you will see. And when you know who I'm talking about, put in the comments on our next video.
You're going to know
who I'm talking about.
You're going to see some shiddly diddly, my friend, man. This is going to be some crazy stuff.
The next one we have is Burn the Witch. I personally don't know much about this.
I know it's, alright, so it looks like some rich girl is just out in the world and she's annoyed. She draws a circle on the floor. Boop! I'm in the magic world! What the fuck? Yeah, fighting, catching, and just doing random little witch stuff. It looks cool if you're interested in it. Mm. It don't look bad. The girls are completely OP for whatever the hell they're doing, but you know, that's how anime rolls. So, I liked it because it's all flashy and girls doing magical stuff, and one girl's just absolutely rude for no reason. The other one's just completely nice. There's like a bunch of witches everywhere. I think I only watched a little bit of an episode. I am busy. Everyone has a life. So, you know, you can go ahead and check it out.
Okay. The next one we have is Jujutsu Kaisen. That one is where? Crunchyroll or Verve?
I think it might be. I know it's in Verve. It also might be in Crunchyroll. It also might be on Amazon Prime.
Jujutsu Kaisen is another. Is that another Shaolin series?
Shaolin? It's a combat type stuff, mystical, high school life type of motherfuckers going around doing mystical type things.
Basically, another Shaolin. Kyle. Really cool show.
Oh yeah, it is on Crunchyroll. For anyone who pays for Crunchyroll but don't pay for Verve, but they're the same price, but you get more free bang for your buck. Just think about that. $10 for Crunchyroll or $10 for Verve, but you get access to a whole lot more platforms.
So it is on both Verve and Crunchyroll for people who either have Verve or Crunchyroll and don't have both. Jujutsu Kaisen. I like this show. I do. It's cool. It's quirky. And I don't... I personally am not a fan of animes that are like super tragic. Yeah, like super sad ones. I don't like those. Outside of Zeus's Blood. Because Zeus's Blood is really sad. But there's a good... There's a... It's a good combat... Blood. It's a good combat to tragedy ratio, so I can handle it. But Jujutsu Kaisen has like that witty character.
Oh, you mean the Blood of Zeus? My bad.
Yeah, Blood of Zeus. Did I call Zeus's Blood? Yeah. Blood of Zeus is what it's called. I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna check. It's called Blood of Zeus, not Zeus's Blood.
Get your grandma's password. Hurry up.
But Jujutsu Kaisen, I like the story plot is pretty cool. It's just an overall fun show. Like, you know, you have, you know, that character that you're going to fall in love with. Not necessarily fall in love with, but you're going to like overall. You're going to want him to win most of the time and stuff like that. So it's a good show. It is. It has a good dynamic between the characters. There's multiple characters. There's not, I don't know if there's one main. I think there's at least three main characters.
Yeah, there's like three or four, depending.
Three or four main
characters. That you're always going to see on screen.
Yeah. So...
And also, with this, so, the show starts off, and I forgot what the demon's name was, but there's a finger. There's a lot of these fingers, because this demon had, like, a few arms. So far, I think, in the show that we watch, or how we're caught up, he's
eating... Sukuna. Ryomen Sukuna is the demon.
Oh, Ryona Sukuma?
Ryomen Sukuna.
Oh. That demon, however the hell you just said it, Ryomen Sukuna. Oh, look at that. Has eaten one of the fingers and now is being possessed by that demon. Now, the more fingers this guy eats, the more stronger this demon becomes. And also, and vice versa. But yeah. He doesn't know the power of the curses. So it's almost like being like a Japanese, and this is kind of weird, like a Japanese version of Dracula from like Lords of Shadows. This takes like a different turn. This guy has like, because this demon knows that you can have power in sadness, despair, and sorrow. He's not really using it. He used a little bit of it. Now, I'm completely being abstract for a reason for anyone who hasn't seen the show. He used a little bit of it, and it didn't work, but it was still a good hit. But good effort. He gave the demon control. It was over. This demon knows so much stuff to teach him about this. It's going to be like a taller version of Naruto almost, but already connecting with the demon inside of him type thing.
Yeah.
This demon's fast. He's really fast. He was at the basement of this place, and he got up to the... He's already in the yard. He was like, oh. It's like, oh, yeah. It's a good day. It's a good day to end your life, bruh. Let me rock your shit. Beep, beep. I was like, oh, God. And he rocked him for like 80 blocks. So, that one is a definite... Oh, you know what? Another good show.
What's up, Fat Albert?
He's calling me Fat Albert.
No,
maybe you're coming. Oh. What's up?
He was on the edge.
But, what was that? Oh. Where did we see it? What was it on Amazon? What was it on Hulu?
What?
It was a show with, I can't remember the name. Ah, man, it's like, the brawler. Bernie Mac, I'm not mad. Fat Albert, still ain't mad, but you still hating. But you're still here, so appreciate it. If you really want to hate, you can leave. That's what I'm saying. What was it called? What was it called? You know what? The Brawler. And what was the Carrier? The Swindler? The Doctor?
Dude in the Hat is Fat Albert. I'm not a dude, bitch.
You are. I hell he make it through? I don't know. But, whole bitch. What was that thing, man? I can't remember that show. It was a good one, though. They released this guy who got, like, 99 kills and he just got through his thousands. That? Know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
Watch, I Google this shit.
When are you moving to Ghana?
Oh, shit, I remember.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
Oh, shit, I completely forgot, dude. It's been a while. When are we moving to Ghana? Well, it's not like we need, like, so, like, the plane tickets are, which is weird, because trying to go to Japan is, I think the last time I checked, it was, like, $3,400. Compared to going to Japan, it's, like, $500. It's crazy. I would like to move to Ghana. It's pretty cool there. I just like the people. Oh, some places.
Have you seen Ghana, bro?
If you keep looking at the news and what they keep showing you,
you gotta stop listening to the news, my
dude. Yeah, like, they show a whole lot of places. Look at this mud hut. And they're behind the fucking resort and shit. Now, there are places in Africa that are just trash. They got McDonald's over there. See, that's where you fucked up. They got McDonald's. They got McDonald's. They got a Wendy's. They got a Taco Bell. The only thing I'm not sure about... Well, I know they got a Starbucks. I have no idea. You know what? I haven't really checked to see if they got a Subway. At the same time, if I'm going to a new place, why am I expecting the same food? You know
they
what?
They got cows in Africa.
They do got cows in Africa. Yes. Got plenty of farm. But you go to Vietnam...
And that's a fact.
Now,
they very much do have cows in Africa.
Yes, they do. They got a lot of shit in Africa, man. They got a whole lot of land. There's a lot of land.
That's a fact. They very much do have cows in Africa.
Everything is like, so like, it's cheap. Things are cheap in Vietnam.
Cows only live in America, bro.
I love you, dude, but wow.
Just stop.
No. Cows only live in America? You ever heard of Wagyu beef?
Just stop.
I know how expensive Wagyu beef is.
Just
stuff. That gets like up there in price, and like you go to a restaurant, you could be paying like $100 for a little ass steak. That's highway robbery. I paid for $100 for a steak like this man. I'd be mad and just sprinkle it, put a little sauce on it. I need my $100. What? But it's because of the grated meat. Uneasy. What? I do it all the time.
He's not talking to you.
He's talking to me? He's talking to you. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
I just said I wasn't Fat Albert. I just said I wasn't a dude. Now, if you keep fucking talking sideways, we'll have to kick you out of the fucking comments.
How it's gonna be. Oh, I can't remember.
It was funny at first. Now it's not funny.
Why can't I remember the dang show? Ah, man, keep watching. Plunderer.
Man,
you can come in here and be nice, you can be rude, but hell, bounce around from channel to channel. I don't know why people just go around doing that. I guess I do. I kind of did it before, but I kind of stopped because there was nothing after that. But yeah. Oh, Kuma Kuma Bear. If you into a OP MMO type anime type life. Yeah, this girl in a freaking bear suit goes around doing quests, just doing stuff by herself and beating the everlasting crap out of gigantic things in a bear suit. God. Lovecraft Country.
Oh! Shit, we definitely didn't talk about that.
I don't think we talked about that one on the radio. Yeah,
we need to talk about that. So, though we do like anime, there's one show that had us put a hiatus on our anime. Lovecraft Country. Mm-hmm. One season show about... I mean, if there's not a lot of ways to scare black people. That's all I'm gonna put. This show took everything you could think of and put it in one show. Scariest show that I ever watched as a black person. Think of it like this. If you were in 1950s Jim Crow law era and white people had the power to use magic. And there were monsters.
Damn.
Like,
that was a crazy time. The level
of disrespect was immaculate this show.
And it goes historical. So, like, you'll go... Like, obviously, the magic part makes no fucking sense to anyone in this world. But they go back and... What should we talk? So, they go back in time to go ahead and get a book. The book of their family that they had. The Book of Names. Book of Names had spells in it to go ahead and do some other stuff. Now they was doing this so they can go ahead and reverse curse that was put on by a cop. Now this cop was weird because he took bodies of black people and like it was like some Lego shit, like a Mr. Potato Head type shit. Anytime he would have any injuries or anything, he would put himself onto that body. And I don't mean like soul transfer, no. I mean,
and sew it onto himself.
He would get it to work. Don't know what happened, don't know how it worked, but it was, woo! It was crazy.
Now, the closing of this show, white people were banned from magic forever. That was the greatest...
I don't know that was the thing.
They were.
How?
The spell that she cast with the other lady banned them from magic.
Ever. What spell did they cast?
The very last spell that...
That was for immortality.
No, not the white girl. Letty.
What did Letty do?
When they kept saying their spells are going to work, and then Aizen Shake grabbed Atticus's body and the white girl put them together, and she said the spell that banned the white chick from magic ever and took away her immortality.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah, it was best trump card ever. Like, I never wanted to have somebody win so bad in my life. Like, oh my gosh.
The girl who had the curse... Which was like, it was weird. And you're going to look up this term and you're going to be really just freaking weird about it. But it was, I'm going to call it the Pickaninny Curse because that's what it was.
It was a Pickaninny.
And it was, ooh, man.
Look up what a Pickaninny is.
That made it scary. They're like, man.
And then look up the version that they used in Lovecraft.
It was scary.
Messed up.
Oh, my God. It was not the best. So after they went ahead and used that, they basically they cut off her arm and her mom made her a robotic arm. I thought it was pretty cool.
It's a dope show. I don't want to keep giving you guys spoilers, but if you ever watch it, watch it.
Yeah,
and if you're a person of color and watch it, be prepared to be afraid sometimes. Be prepared to be like, I'm glad that white people don't have the power to use that type of magic, okay?
Oh, also shout out to the guy I use for my music for this channel, Ryan Cellulis Sounds. He's on YouTube.
Shout out to him. Mm-hmm. He's been our music guy since we started this show.
Yeah.
So shout out, big ups to him. And his music's really dope. It's really calming. It's nice in the background. I don't know if you guys can really hear it. Let us know if you can or can't. But
that's also something I always ask for in my videos. Is like getting just that right in between so you can hear the music, but you don't want to hear it over my voice.
Yeah.
Is one of my things.
Yeah, but Ryan Celsius Sounds. He has a dope soundtrack that we tend to use more so than not.
Right. And what you want to look for is Trapping in Japan. Not trapping Trappin in Japan.
So that's T-R-A-P-P-I-N. Trappin in Japan. Definitely great sounds, great visuals.
He uses a lot of old anime, sometimes some Asian TV show clips as the background for it. It's pretty cool, especially for like the time and stuff. Like most of these shows, some of the shows I don't know, but obviously the ones that I do know I can recognize. But it's a pretty good and nice clean experience.
And just so you guys know, if you come on this show, on this page, we are all for vibes and positivity. You can't come on this page body shaming and misgendering people. We don't welcome them.
Yeah, honestly, okay? it's not cool.
It's not funny. There's nothing funny about it. And if you're that type of person, you live under a rock and you're a troll, and that's where you deserve to stay. We don't have time for none of that. Understand what I'm saying? We bring vibes and positivity here. You know, I can take a few hits on the nose. I know I'm on the chunky side, but that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But what we're not going to do is have people get on this page and start insulting motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's not what we're doing. You will be blocked. You will be banned. Plain and simple.
And besides, we ain't even that cool. So I can't. Yeah, you want to talk to me like that. You don't want to talk to anyone like that.
At all.
And God forbid you see me in the streets and be like, hey, bro, look at you. And I'm like, you get banked right out there. And I'm like, why would you hit me? I'm like, why not? Did you not just insult me? That's how that rolls. But you know, some people are different. People are just
If you like the vibe, if you like to listen to what we have to say, you're welcome to come. You're welcome to converse with us in the comments. We don't have a problem with that. If you want to ask questions and stuff like that, you want to know who we are as people, what we do, that's fine. But don't come in here insulting people, because we wouldn't do that if somebody else had a show. That's just rude.
Right.
There's a level of respect that people should have for each other, and that's the problem we have today. People don't know how to respect other people, and they get shocked when you either get blocked or punched in your throat. Like,
yeah. Now I'm mad. I really can't find this show. Because I know we watched it on TV just like last week. And we was like, what? We was in the four episodes. We was like on episode four. Oh my God.
Oh, man. And for the guys listening on just the radio version, we also do a visual show on Twitch. So that was meant for people who watch us on Twitch, not for the guys in the radio show who listen to us, because obviously that isn't meant for you.
Right.
That's just meant for people who physically watch us and see us visually.
Oh, it's cool. It's whatever, like, they can't see us. But if you want to see the Twitch channel that I use, it's mock_07, and you should be able to find me.
And that is where we do the radio show, and we do a visual version of it, so you see who you're talking to.
Right, if you see some Mega Man-looking dude, you're in the right spot. I swear it had to be on. It couldn't have been on Amazon. This is going to bug me all day. Like, I know I seen it, and I know we watched it.
I know what
you're talking about. Oh, Funimation.
It's on Funimation.
I think it was on Funimation. Oh, Lord. That I put money on it. It had to have been on Funimation, because it wasn't on anything else. Like, I was watching everything. Yes, bro. I might have to check that out. Gordon Kamori. Why not? Right? Like, I watch a lot of weird things. Might as well add that to it. There is another one. Watch me forget my freaking password. Oh, you like the beat? Whoops. Oh, look at that. I think I got it. Oh, no.
Nope, you got it wrong.
Shows on how many times I actually need to log in. There we go. That one.
That's where it's at. Look, the dude with the dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Okay, Akudama Drive is the other show we were trying to figure out what it was called.
Good show.
It's a really good show. Definitely watch it. It is on Funimation. I don't think it's anywhere else but Funimation. So check it out.
Yeah, like
Akudama Drive, AKUDAMA Drive. Mm-hmm. It is, I think it's subbed.
Yeah, it's subbed right now.
It's
for
subbed.
Anyone
it's,
who's,
unfortunately, it's not dubbed. It's a sub show, but it's still worth the watch. Definitely.
Can't be really mad about the sub. Like, sub to sub. Well, you know, like me, I'd rather hear it in my native language, but I'm just like, oh, no, you gotta hear it in the original because of voice acting. Like, in my head, I'm like, you have no idea on how this works, really. Like, have you done the work to be a voice actor? No, I can just know because I'm listening to anime for so long, and now
I'm too many people shut up. Piece fans, I have taken another hiatus from One Piece because
10,000
there's a lot of stuff going on.
And everything else that she's doing.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I have not been able to watch One Piece. I don't remember. Go up on here. I think my last episode is in here.
Yeah, I think it is. Where was it? Where was it? Right here. 672.
672 is episode I've left off on, guys. So,
that's for any One Piece
fans out there who are disappointed in me for not watching, I'm sorry. It's just a lot. It's a lot. I am still, I think that's Dressrosa era, I believe. I think they're still in Dressrosa.
I couldn't tell you.
I believe. I could be wrong. But I think it's still like Dressrosa and the many people are still fighting and all that fun stuff. But it's a lot. It's a lot going on. We did see that dude came back.
What dude?
The one with the top hat and the goggles.
Oh, yeah.
He came back to the show.
The third contributor of that group.
Yeah, so he's back. So that was fun to see. I will definitely continue to watch it to kind of see where it goes from here. I'm pretty sure, I'm almost sure that Luffy is gaining more powers at some point as well. I don't know if he is with his friend in the rest of the show or not. I don't know if they've become pirate brothers or they're enemies yet. So we'll see. But that's my update on where I'm at with One Piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so that's where I can watch that. I'll check that out later. Gleipnir, also check that out if you're into weird powers and stuff like that. It gets a little creepy, but still pretty cool. Anyways, let's see, what else you got? Any anything else for the better half of the month? Other than potential spam calls all day?
I think, you know, guys, that's all we have as far as this show today. Like I said, we'll definitely be tuning back in with another episode, maybe tomorrow or the next day or so. We're going to work on doing a better regimen as well as a better schedule for you guys, because I know we have people who actually do want to see us, and we've had way too many hiatuses, so I do want to apologize about that. So we're going to try our best to work on getting a more regular schedule where we can do the show.
Smells like Kool-Aid.
You guys can actually... Ooh, that smells great. Kool-Aid.
So if you're interested to see what it looks like, fucking yeah, how do you? Okay, you know.
So we're thinking, what do you want to do? You want to say, you want to give it a day or so?
Yeah, we can do it today. We can do it tonight. However this goes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you want to set a day when we do the show?
What time do I get home? We can start doing like our late night talk box because on like on how.
Well, it can't necessarily be late night.
Well, yeah, well my midday. Daylight. Midday, late. Well, if we do it like at 6 or 7, the sun's already down. So,
but yeah, for us, but that doesn't mean late night. That's like evening. Late night is like 10 or 11.
Yeah. Alright then. So, evening talk box? We'll give it like an hour and 30 minutes per show now that we're starting to get back on track and Philly had rolled in and try to...
Sure, so let's do... We're going to be switching to evening talk box because he works in it and pretty soon I will be working as well.
Oh yeah, congrats on her new job, baby girl. Yeah, baby got a job. She making my money. Going to get me with an American purse. Yes. I'm going to be flying a bit.
You see what I have to do with it.
It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be crazy. Yeah.
But, so we're gonna try to do like maybe every day we're gonna try to shoot for an evening show. So kind of stay tuned for that. And that'll be radio as well as video. So just tune in, try to keep up and see what we have to talk about. We're going to make sure we keep up on new gaming, new game shows, or game not new deals. Game shows, new games, new game deals,
yep.
New animes that come out, kind of give you a synopsis on what is good to watch, what's not good to watch, also in our opinion.
So keep an eye out on your Epic Game Store, because there's always free games, and you never know when you're going to get the good shit.
Also, we're going to give you guys an update on what we think of some of the vitamin or powders we're going to be using from Pyre, since we're affiliates. So that'll kind of give you a synopsis of what you may feel is probably works better for you.
God,
now, we understand that everybody is different, and everything will have a different effect on everyone. So this is just going to be our personal opinion on how it affects our bodies. So if you have a body that's similar to mine, then you'll probably better understand what my opinion. If everybody is similar to his, then it'll probably better if you listen to his opinion on how it functions for you.
Right.
We're not doctors, even though I'm planning on becoming a psychologist, but that still isn't a medical doctor, it's a head doctor. So I do not in any way, shape, or form will medically say this works better or worse. This is just our opinion on how it affects our bodies. That's what this is. So if you want to hear about that, let us know in the comments. If you have some, if you've already gotten some yourself, let us know. We love to have feedback. If you want to hear about something that we don't know about yet, if you want to give us video ideas, if you want to start a conversation about something, don't be afraid to talk to us in the comments. Like I said, we're open to conversation as long as it's not negative. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also, these have a lot of vitamins.
Yes. That's a good thing.
Vitamin A, C, D, calcium, B1, B2, B3, B6, biotin, B5.
Biotin?
And biotin, yeah. Magnesium, zinc, and selenium.
Well, that's great.
A whole lot to keep you focused. A whole lot to keep you going. I am starting to feel the effects of this shit, and it feels like I want to just do something. What am I about to go do? Well, other than go shopping, I feel like if I play Killzone right now, I'm going to get more than just 5 kills. I might actually do some damage.
Well, like I said, you guys, thanks for tuning in as always.
Yes.
You guys are our virtual friends. We love you much.
We appreciate your ketchup packets and mustard.
Shut up. You know, eventually I will be starting to work on myself. I understand that I'm chunky and I do want to lose weight. So, I don't know, maybe I'll make a video vlog about my weight and mustard. Who knows?
Go for it.
But we're not going to talk about that right now. I am a chocolate donut ball and I'm happy about it. And if you don't like it, fuck you.
Alright.
But aside from that, we are out. We love you guys. We'll see you on the next show. Thanks for tuning in as always.
Yes, yes. And
love, peace, and chicken grease. I stole it.
I seen you did. I seen you did. But did you steal this? Yeah, you didn't steal that. You ain't steal that.